More of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Problems at the state's troubled youth prison, Lincoln Hills, continue to come to light. Over the past 2 years, we've learned about numerous complaints regarding how the inmates are treated. At the same time, reports have surfaced about teens attacking guards. A federal probe of the facility continues.
Just last week, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that women who work at Lincoln Hills say they've been taunted and sexually harassed by some of the inmates. Patrick Marley has been covering the story for the paper. He told WUWM's Annalise Hensel about this latest report.
This is sort of a new type of issue that we're bringing to light here, but there's obviously a great number of problems and challenges for Lincoln Hills. It's been under criminal investigation for almost 3 years now. It's subject to multiple lawsuits, including a class action lawsuit that's resulted in various changes to the way that the institution has to operate. They can't use pepper spray as much. They can't use solitary confinement as much. In the last few months, we've heard a lot more disruptions from inmates. So the people who run the place definitely have their hands full.
And a couple of Republican lawmakers who represent the area where Lincoln Hills is located have said that they want the judge to, I guess, walk back that order. They want the staff to be able to have the opportunity to use those more severe methods of controlling inmates.
That's right. The two Republican lawmakers up there have said that. The judge wrote them a letter back saying that he appreciated their comments, but they should direct those to the Department of Corrections because they're not parties to the lawsuit. Notably, the Department of Corrections recently responded in court filings to the incidents and say they have some concerns about recent disruptions, but that they are not asking the judge to change the order that he's put in place, limiting the use of solitary confinement and pepper spray. The department says they're going to try to do some other things, possibly including sending the most aggressive inmates off to another facility for more intensive treatment.
As your story was being published on Thursday, there were a number of advocates who were calling for changes at Lincoln Hills. They want to close the facility. They also want Milwaukee County to take a more active role in bringing some of the county's inmates back here. Do you have any sense of how far along any efforts that would represent really big change like that might be?
So the Department of Corrections has maintained that it's made significant changes since all of these problems came to light, including putting body cameras on all their staff, giving staff a week's more training than they had had in the past. The advocates for the inmates say that it's not enough. Regarding attempts to close the facility and move to a regional model where you keep more inmates in Milwaukee County or wherever the inmates would come from, that seems not to have gained traction with the legislature. The governor doesn't seem to want to go that route. You would need a law change to do that. Although those voices are increasingly making that argument, you're not really seeing that catch momentum in the current political environment in Madison.
While you're continuing to learn more about what's going on within the facility, the big investigation itself remains underway. So the story is still developing. We're not at the end of this.
Oh, clearly we're not at the end of it. I mean, I think we'll be hearing more about this in the coming months or longer. You know, this litigation is going to continue. This investigation will end at some point. Whether that results in charges or not, we don't know. But that's still ongoing. And it does seem that, you know, every week or two we learn about some new aspect of Lincoln Hills we didn't know about, such as all the sexual harassment that women workers face there from inmates.
Do you have a sense that the investigation is moving as quickly as possible and that changes are being put into place as quickly as possible? I know that these are really unwieldy things to do, and I'm sure that the advocates are saying, hey, it's all moving way too slowly. But covering this closely, what sense do you get of how things are moving along?
So it's really hard to get a good handle on what's happening with the criminal investigation. It's been going on for 3 years. The first year it was run by our Attorney General, Brad Schimel, and then it got turned over to the FBI. They don't show their cards much as to what they're doing with it, how quickly they're moving. They say it's a complex case, and complex cases take a long time. I think some critics say they're concerned that they're not taking it as seriously as they should and not prioritizing it enough. I just don't have a good sense of where that's at. As to the speed of which changes are being made at Lincoln Hills, that's really being steered at this point by the class action lawsuit. Very significant changes were forced out of the institution from the July injunction. those are still sort of unfolding. Prison leaders have said they have not been able to fully comply with the injunction because of some disruptions, but the ACLU that's brought that lawsuit is going to be continuing to say to the judge, they've got to make these changes, and if they don't, then they're going to have to close the facility. That is going to make the state trying to get the place in a condition that the judge can sign off on, because it would be very expensive to close a facility and move these inmates elsewhere.
Patrick Marley is a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He talked with WUWM's Annalise Henzel about the latest problems coming to light at the state's troubled youth prison, Lincoln Hills.